Welcome to the View Tourism Podcast. I'm Coach Benton Williams. The View Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, Google Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. The recently held 2024 ITB Berlin saw Africa turn up in style, showcasing a diverse and wide range of offerings for the continent's key source market at the Marquee Travel Show. On today's podcast, recorded on the final day of the show, I spoke to Director General of Destination Marketing at Tourism Seychelles, Benedict Willeman, on her impressions of the show. Sales and Marketing Manager of Malawi's Blue Zebra Lodge, Jean Dunlop Jones, expressed excitement following an overwhelming show of interest in their product. And La Union's Jerome, who was happy to use ITB to announce his maiden B2B event. Natalia Rosa, a project lead at SADC Tourism Business Council Alliance, conclude this conversation by sharing insight into the Alliance's significant strides and ambitious initiatives. Madam Benedict, can you tell me what's been your experience here at the ITB? Today is the last day.
Well, it's another edition of ITB for Tourism Seychelles. It has been a great show, just as in previous years. The most important is that all our partners who accompanied us, be it destination management companies, hoteliers, they are all happy with the outcome, with all the different meetings which they've had with the different stakeholders internationally, not only from Europe, but also from other continent. But from Tourism Seychelles' perspective, we're also happy because it was an opportunity as well for us to renew contact with some of our major partners in the tour operating business, also catch up as well with our airline partners, rediscuss partnership. But very important as well, it was an opportunity as well to be able to talk to the press and to the media and take this opportunity to bring Seychelles a little bit more closer to the potential visitors, and an opportunity as well to be able to tell the world the offer which Destination Seychelles has for the different market segments, for different categories of clientele from different corners of the world. It was also interesting, one important milestone of this event is our minister being recognized by Patois as the minister for the Indian Ocean.
So, finally at ITB Berlin, and I'm at the Malawi stand with our good friend from Blue Zebra. Tell us, what has been your experience here today?
Oh, it's been absolutely incredible. It's our first ITB ever. The Malawi stand is usually not too busy, unfortunately, in terms of representation, and this year it has been so well represented. As you can see, we have got a lot of different companies on the stand, and we've had such fantastic interest, brilliant meetings with agents from around the world, and so many people fascinated to learn more about Malawi and how we can get their clients to visit us there. So it's been really good.
Okay, now finally, being it your first time here, what are the distinctive factors that you see from the other shows?
We typically, as a smaller lodge, we've just been doing the Indaba in Durban, South Africa, and the Malawi Tourism Expo, so we don't do too many of the shows too broadly, but it's been incredible to have such a vibrant hall for Africa. I mean, we've got more than one hall, but it's just been so incredible to see that interaction and have such a good focus on Malawi. The big difference, I think the setup is just incredible. It is massive. It's so big.
Yeah, my name is Jerome Manicum. I come from the island of Reunion, and we are in the Indian Ocean. Okay. So not far from Africa, not far from South Asia, and somehow in the center of the world.
Okay. You are in ITB. What has been the experience? It's a final day.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing. I've met so many people who've got like so many interests, so much interest into what we are doing. So I went to a few continents in a row. That's really cool, and I'm really excited because we got some really good contacts to step up for our next event that is going quite soon.
In terms of business-wise, what was the feedback? What kind of business did you close?
basically, my aim here was to come and meet the professionals who would be interested in doing business in the Indian Ocean and around, or East Africa, or Central Africa, Southern Africa. And it's very exciting because what we've done is been able to create some bonds and make sure that these people are aware of our next event and make sure that they come and participate to our event. So that's quite good.
Okay, now let's go to the event. Tell us about the event. What is it about? It's the first event.
Yeah, basically,
what are you going to do?
Yeah, we are organizing an event called VEEZIT, which is V-E-E-Z-I-T. And it's a new international exhibition for tourism and leisure that will be happening in Réunion Island.
Okay.
That's in Indian Ocean. And the idea is to bring under one roof the best offering from the Indian Ocean, so from the islands like Réunion, Mauritius, Seychelles and so on, but also bring the best offering from Africa and Asia together so that people start to do business in that side of the world and start to, you know, meet the travel agents, the travel agencies, but in our side of the world and basically develop and expand for the future. Because it's very important to know that side of the world is growing quick.
Okay.
We've got some countries like Kenya, like Rwanda and so on, who are growing quick. So it's very important that we build the steps so that in 10, 15 years, the commerce, the trade, the tourism through this area is building up, basically, and is strong. So that's the idea, basically, behind
okay.
it.
What is the date again, and how can someone register or participate in it?
The
website?
Yeah, they can just come onto our website. It's VEEZIT, which is VEEZIT.io, and they can register on the website. So if they want to be trade professional or like tourism professionals, they can come and visit the event for free. They can register on the website. They can get their badge and so on. And if they want to stand or exhibit, they can go and register and get a stand from the website.
Natalia, can you tell me more about what you did yesterday at the ITB and what was the essence?
Absolutely. So we, as the SADC Secretariat, SADC Business Council... Sure. I'm Natalia Rosa. I'm the project lead for the SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance. And yesterday at ITB Berlin, we held a session to provide progress on some of the tourism initiatives that we have been doing in Southern Africa on behalf of the SADC Secretariat and the SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance.
Okay. What do you sought to achieve with that, and whether it was a success for you, however way they want to measure it in terms of your engagement?
So what we were seeking to achieve yesterday was to provide an update on some of the initiatives that form part of the SADC program 2020-2030, which is the guideline or the framework that we use to understand which activities we can create in Southern Africa so that we are actually growing the tourism arrivals and creating economic development and job creation in the region. Yesterday was just talking a little bit about some of the initiatives like the Air Access Study, the Uni Visa, the creation of the SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance, which is a conglomeration of the apex tourism private sector bodies around the region. So yesterday was an opportunity for us to share some of the updates on the activities that we have been doing over the last year with our colleagues from the GIZ, some of the journalists that were there, and also the travel industry and national tourism organizations.
In terms of the feedback from the trade and the partners, where are we at now? Because someone asked a question there. Are we going to roll over the
yes.
in terms of its aims and objectives, i.e. 2024 and the entire plan?
Yes, I think, Rome was not built in one day, and the program is a very ambitious program, but also an incredible program because it really guides what it is that we do in Southern Africa to create that economic development. And some of the initiatives that we're doing, we've planted the seeds and we're rolling those out. We do anticipate that some of those initiatives that are being piloted at the moment that we are testing will actually be rolled out over the next decade and potentially more years after that. So the SADC Secretariat with the SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance are working very hard as a private-public sector partnership to roll these initiatives out, and we will keep rolling those out on behalf of the travel industry and our public sector counterparts.
One, two, three wings that you can speak to now.
Oh, absolutely. Okay, so well, the first one is the establishment of the SADC Business Council Tourism Alliance, where we have a proper private sector platform that can engage with the SADC Secretariat and support some of the activities that the SADC program 2020-2030 has outlined. So that's definitely a big win. We've also been doing train the trainer piloting around customer service for immigration officials, on crisis communications and incident management. And a third one potentially would be the establishment of the UniVisa pilot, where we have 5 member states that are now ready to start piloting the UniVisa in the Southern African region, just making accessibility easier for inbound tourists who are coming to the region.